The Holy Spirit was the promise Jesus gave when he was about to leave the earth. So it is very important to be filled by Holy Spirit and led by him. The mandate of the Holy Spirit is make live a life authority and power, just like our Savior Jesus Christ lived on earth. The Holy Spirit is the believer's greatest asset on earth. So let me ask you, do you know how to be filled by the Holy? I mean the Holy Spirit living in you? Our commonest example is that of our Savior Jesus Christ. The way he lived and did his things is the way of the Holy Spirit. If you study the Gospels carefully, you will know certain behaviors of Jesus, and this is as a result of the Holy Spirit. The life of the Spirit is such a unique and powerful life that cannot be done with our flesh, but solely powered by the Holy Spirit. Today we go deeper in God's Word and look at the 12 behaviors of person who has the Holy Spirit, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. Behavior 1. Prayer and communion with God. Our journey in faith commences with prayer, the very bedrock of our connection with the divine. As penned in the book of Philippians, we are reminded, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God." Philippians 4 verse 6, ESV. Here, prayer is unveiled as our unfiltered channel to the Almighty, a sacred communion where we lay bare our souls and entreat His wisdom and closeness. Just as Abraham, the father of faith, communed with God in fervent prayer, pleading for the preservation of Sodom and Gomorrah, so too do we engage in dialogue with the divine. Genesis 18 verses 22 to 33. Abraham's boldness in petitioning for the welfare of those cities showcases the intimacy and trust inherent in prayer, where mortal concerns are lifted to the celestial throne. Similarly, the psalmist David, amidst trials and triumphs, found solace in prayer. In the depths of despair, he cried out to God, seeking refuge and deliverance. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From his temple he heard my voice. My cry came before him, into his ears, Psalm 18 verse 6, NIV. David's psalms epitomize the raw honesty and reliance on God's unfailing love that characterizes our prayer life. Furthermore, Jesus, the ultimate exemplar, demonstrated the paramount importance of prayer in his earthly ministry. Before making significant decisions or facing challenges, he withdrew to solitary places to commune with his Father, Luke 5 verse 16. In the Garden of Gethsemane, on the precipice of his crucifixion, Jesus fervently prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done," Luke 22 verse 42, NIV. In this pivotal moment, Christ exemplified submission and surrender in prayer, paving the way for our own communion with God. As heirs of this rich legacy of prayer, we are beckoned to emulate these biblical luminaries, to approach the throne of grace with confidence, knowing that our petitions are heard and answered by a loving and merciful God. Hebrews 4 verse 16. Thus, let us heed the Apostle Paul's exhortation to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, ESV, anchoring our souls in the unwavering assurance that in prayer, we encounter the presence and power of the Almighty, shaping our journey of faith and transforming our lives. Behavior 2, studying Scripture. Engaging with Scripture is akin to consulting a divine roadmap, a compass for navigating life's twists and turns. As articulated in 2 Timothy 3 verses 16 to 17, we are reminded that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work, ESV. Here, the Word of God is unveiled as a multifaceted tool, offering instruction, admonishment, and encouragement to those who heed its wisdom. Consider the example of the noble Berenes, praised for their diligent study of the scriptures. In Acts 17 verse 11, it is written, "Now these Jews were more noble than those in Thessalonica. They received the word with all eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see if these things were so." ESV. The Berean's commitment to scrutinizing the scriptures underscores the transformative power of diligent study, a practice that fortifies our faith and guards against deception. Furthermore, the psalmist extols the virtues of meditating on God's law day and night, likening it to a tree planted by streams of water, yielding fruit in due season. Psalm 1 verses 2-3. Just as a tree draws sustenance from its roots, so too does the soul find nourishment and vitality in the fertile soil of Scripture. Through regular study and reflection, we are anchored in truth and equipped to weather life's storms. Moreover, Jesus himself exemplified the centrality of Scripture in his earthly ministry. When tempted by the devil in the wilderness, he countered each assault with the authoritative word of God, declaring, "It is written," Matthew 4 verses 4 and 7, 10, ESV. In doing so, Christ demonstrated the potency of Scripture as a formidable weapon against the forces of darkness, a sword to be wielded in spiritual warfare. Thus, let us heed the psalmist's exhortation to taste and see that the Lord is good. Psalm 34 verse 8, ESV. Delving deep into the rich reservoir of Scripture to discover the manifold treasures concealed within its pages. As we imbibe its truths and allow them to permeate our hearts and minds, we are transformed from glory to glory, equipped to fulfill our divine purpose and impact the world for God's kingdom. Behavior 3. Fasting and spiritual discipline. Fasting is a powerful spiritual discipline that strengthens our faith and draws us closer to God. Jesus himself fasted for 40 days and nights, setting an example for us to follow. Matthew 4 verses 1-2. Through fasting, we deny our physical desires to focus on spiritual growth and intimacy with God. Fasting, as a spiritual discipline, serves as a powerful means of drawing closer to God, cultivating self-discipline, and discerning his will. Throughout Scripture, fasting is depicted as a sacred practice undertaken by individuals and communities seeking divine intervention, guidance, or repentance. In the Old Testament, we encounter numerous instances of fasting as a solemn expression of mourning, repentance, or seeking God's favor. For instance, when faced with the imminent threat of destruction, the inhabitants of Nineveh, including both humans and animals, engaged in a corporate fast as a sign of contrition, prompting God to relent from his judgment, Jonah 3 verses 5-10. Similarly, Queen Esther, faced with the perilous plight of her people, called for a fast among the Jews in Susa before approaching the king to intercede on their behalf, Esther 4 verse 16. Moreover, fasting was integral to the worship and spiritual practices of the Israelites, as prescribed by God through his prophets. In Isaiah 58, the prophet exposes the superficiality of fasting devoid of true righteousness and compassion, emphasizing the transformative power of fasting when coupled with acts of justice and mercy. In the New Testament, Jesus himself exemplified the significance of fasting as a means of spiritual discipline and intimacy with the Father. Following his baptism, Jesus retreated into the wilderness, where he fasted for 40 days and nights, engaging in intense spiritual warfare and communion with God. Matthew 4 verses 1-11. Through his example, Christ demonstrates the potency of fasting in fortifying the spirit and aligning oneself with God's purposes. Jesus instructed his disciples on the proper attitude and practice of fasting, cautioning against ostentatious displays of piety, but encouraging private and sincere devotion to God. Matthew 6 verses 16-18. In doing so, he underscores the intimate nature of fasting as a personal expression of faith and dependence on God. Throughout Christian history, Fasting has remained a central discipline, observed by believers seeking spiritual renewal, breakthrough, or discernment. Whether abstaining from food, entertainment, or other comforts, fasting serves as a tangible reminder of our dependence on God and our commitment to seeking His kingdom above all else. Fasting stands as a sacred discipline, woven into the fabric of both Old and New Testament spirituality. As we engage in fasting with humility, sincerity, and faith, we open ourselves to deeper intimacy with God, greater sensitivity to His voice, and transformative encounters with His presence. Behavior 4. Worship and praise. True worship springs forth from a heart surrendered to the sovereignty of God, radiating with gratitude and adoration for His unfailing goodness and faithfulness. As articulated in Psalm 100 verse 4, we are called to enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. Here, the psalmist invites us into a sacred rhythm of worship, wherein we approach the divine presence with hearts overflowing with gratitude and lips resounding with praise. Consider the narrative of King David, whose life was marked by a profound reverence and devotion to God. In 2 Samuel 6, we witness David's unbridled joy as he dances before the Ark of the Lord, leading the procession with shouts of praise and thanksgiving. In this moment of uninhibited worship, David models the essence of true devotion, a heart surrendered to God's glory, expressing boundless gratitude for His presence among His people. The New Testament illuminates the transformative power of worship in the life of believers. In John 4 verses 23 to 24, Jesus declares, "But the hour is coming, and is now here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." Here, Jesus unveils the essence of authentic worship, not confined to external rituals or forms, but rooted in the intimate communion of the Spirit, characterized by sincerity and authenticity. Moreover, the Apostle Paul exhorts believers to offer their bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, as their spiritual act of worship, Romans 12 verse 1. In this holistic surrender of self, every facet of life becomes an expression of worship, an offering presented before the throne of grace. Ultimately, worship is more than mere ritual or ceremony. It is a sacred encounter with the living God, wherein we are transformed by His presence and empowered to live lives that honor and glorify Him. As we enter His presence with thanksgiving and praise, may our hearts be continually stirred to deeper levels of surrender and adoration, that we may reflect His love and goodness to the world around us. Behavior 5. Fellowship with believers. As members of the body of Christ, we are summoned to the sacred bond of community and fellowship with fellow believers. Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 tenderly beckons us. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Within these verses, we discover the heartbeat of Christian fellowship, a call to mutual edification, accountability, and support in our journey of faith. Reflecting on the early Christian community, we glimpse the profound impact of fellowship on the lives of believers. Acts 2 verses 42 to 47 paints a vivid portrait of the early church, characterized by a vibrant spirit of unity and devotion. Here, believers gathered together in fellowship, breaking bread, praying, and sharing in one another's joys and burdens. In this sacred communion, they found strength, encouragement, and sustenance for their spiritual journey. The Apostle Paul, in his epistles, extols the virtues of fellowship within the body of Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 11, he urges believers to encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. Similarly, in Galatians 6 verse 2, Paul instructs believers to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ, ESV. Through these exhortations, Paul underscores the transformative power of community, a crucible wherein love is cultivated, faith is strengthened, and lives are transformed. Moreover, the practice of fellowship serves as a tangible expression of our unity in Christ, a living testimony to the world of His love and grace. Jesus Himself prayed for the unity of His followers, declaring, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." John 13 verse 35, ESV. In our shared journey of faith, bound together by the love of Christ, we bear witness to His redemptive power and offer a glimpse of His kingdom to a broken and divided world. Christian fellowship stands as a sacred mandate, a call to embrace one another in love and unity, to spur one another on in the pursuit of righteousness, and to bear each other's burdens with grace and compassion. As we gather together in the name of Jesus, may our fellowship be a source of strength, encouragement, and joy, reflecting the boundless love of our Savior to all who encounter us. Behavior 6. Serving others with love. Jesus, the ultimate model of servant leadership, demonstrated the essence of humility and love through His life and teachings. In Mark 10 verse 45, He proclaims, "For even the Son of Man came not to be served but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many," ESV. Here, Jesus unveils the core principle of servant leadership, selflessly giving of oneself for the betterment of others. Throughout His earthly ministry, Jesus exemplified this sacrificial love in tangible ways. He washed the feet of His disciples, assuming the role of a humble servant, and imparted to them the profound lesson of servant leadership, John 13 verses 1-17. In doing so, He challenged societal norms and redefined greatness as synonymous with servanthood. Moreover, Jesus' parables vividly illustrate the transformative power of servant-hearted leadership. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10 verses 25-37, Jesus portrays a Samaritan, a cultural outsider, exemplifying compassion and selflessness by tending to the needs of a wounded stranger. Through this narrative, Jesus challenges His listeners to transcend barriers of prejudice and self-interest, embodying the radical love and generosity of the kingdom of God. Jesus' ultimate act of servanthood is epitomized in His sacrificial death on the cross. As the perfect Lamb of God, He willingly laid down His life as a ransom for humanity, bearing the weight of sin and offering redemption and reconciliation to all who would believe, John 15 verse 13. In this supreme act of love, Jesus exemplified servant leadership in its purest form, serving others unto the point of ultimate sacrifice. As followers of Christ, we are called to emulate His example of servant leadership in our daily lives. Philippians 2 verses 3-4 exhorts us, "Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others," ESV. When we selflessly serve others with humility and love, we reflect the character of Christ and advance His kingdom on earth, bearing witness to His transformative power and inviting others into relationship with Him. Behavior 7. Practicing forgiveness. Forgiveness stands at the very heart of the Christian faith, as we have experienced the boundless forgiveness of God through the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ. Colossians 3 verse 13 tenderly instructs us, "Bear with each other and forgive one another if any of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord forgave you," NIV. Within these words, we uncover the profound call to extend the same grace and mercy we have received from God to one another. The transformative power of forgiveness is woven throughout Scripture, exemplified in the life and teachings of Jesus Himself. In the Lord's Prayer, Jesus teaches his disciples to petition God for forgiveness of their sins in the same measure as they forgive those who have wronged them, Matthew 6 verse 12. Through this prayer, Jesus underscores the reciprocal nature of forgiveness, a divine exchange wherein we release others from their debts, even as we have been released from ours by God's grace. Jesus' parables vividly illustrate the transformative impact of forgiveness on human relationships. In the parable of the prodigal son, Luke 15 verses 11 to 32, Jesus portrays the extravagant forgiveness of a loving father toward his wayward son, embodying the father's heart of compassion and reconciliation. Through this narrative, Jesus unveils the profound truth that forgiveness has the power to mend brokenness, restore dignity, and reconcile estranged relationships. The Apostle Paul, in his epistles, exhorts believers to forgive one another as an expression of their identity as children of God. In Ephesians 4 verse 32, he writes, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you," ESV. Here, Paul emphasizes the transformative nature of forgiveness, a divine act that liberates us from the bondage of bitterness and resentment, fostering reconciliation and healing in our relationships. Forgiveness is more than a mere act of pardon. It is a profound expression of God's redemptive love, extending grace and mercy to those who have wronged us. As we follow Christ's example and forgive others as we have been forgiven, we participate in the divine work of reconciliation, bearing witness to the transformative power of God's love and ushering in His kingdom of grace and peace. Behavior 8. Cultivating humility. Humility serves as the bedrock of spiritual maturity as it acknowledges our utter dependence on God and our desperate need for His unmerited favor. Proverbs 22 verse 4 offers a poignant reminder. "The reward for humility and fear of the Lord is riches and honor and life," ESV. Within these words, we discern the profound truth that humility opens the floodgates to God's abundant blessings, enriching our lives with His presence, honor, and abundant provision. Throughout Scripture, humility is extolled as a virtue that pleases God and paves the way for His divine favor. In the Old Testament, we encounter numerous examples of humble individuals who found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Moses, described as the most humble man on earth, Numbers 12:3, was chosen by God to lead His people out of bondage in Egypt, a testament to the transformative power of humility in the hands of the Almighty. King David, though anointed as King of Israel, humbly acknowledged his reliance on God's guidance and strength. In Psalm 25 verse 9, he declares, "He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way," ESV. David's humility allowed him to receive God's instruction and direction, leading to a life marked by righteousness and honor. Jesus himself embodied humility in its purest form. Philippians 2 verses 5 to 8 beautifully captures this truth. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross," ESV. In his incarnation and sacrificial death, Jesus exemplified humility, demonstrating the profound truth that true greatness is found in selfless service and submission to God's will. Humility is the fertile soil in which spiritual growth flourishes, as it allows us to surrender our wills to God's perfect plan and purpose for our lives. As we humble ourselves before the Lord, acknowledging our limitations and inadequacies, He lifts us up in due time, exalting us to positions of honor and influence in His kingdom. May we, like the humble servants who have gone before us, embrace the virtue of humility and walk in the footsteps of our Savior, experiencing the abundant blessings that flow from a life surrendered to His will. Behavior 9. Practicing generosity. God, as the ultimate giver, invites us to mirror his generosity in our own lives. 2 Corinthians 9:7 tenderly encourages us, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, ESV. Within this verse, we discover the divine invitation to participate in the joyous act of giving, not out of obligation, but from a heart overflowing with gratitude and love. Throughout Scripture, we encounter countless examples of God's extravagant generosity toward his people. From the abundance of creation to the gift of his Son, Jesus Christ, God's love knows no bounds. In response to his lavish grace, we are called to emulate his generosity, extending kindness, compassion, and material blessings to those in need. Jesus himself underscored the importance of giving with a cheerful heart. In Luke 6:38, he declares, "Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you," NIV. Here, Jesus unveils the principle of sowing and reaping, assuring us that as we give generously, we will receive abundantly in return, both in this life and in the life to come. The early church exemplified the spirit of generosity in their communal life. Acts 4:32-35 paints a vivid picture of believers sharing their possessions and resources with one another, ensuring that no one among them lacked anything they needed. In this radical expression of generosity, the early Christians bore witness to the transformative power of selfless giving, embodying the love and compassion of their Savior. When we give generously, we participate in God's kingdom work, advancing his purposes of love, justice, and reconciliation in the world. As we extend a helping hand to the marginalized, provide for the needy, and support the work of ministry, we experience the joy of blessing others and tangibly demonstrating God's love to a hurting world. May we, inspired by God's boundless generosity toward us, give cheerfully and generously, knowing that every act of kindness and generosity is a seed sown into the kingdom of God, yielding a harvest of blessing and joy beyond measure. Behavior 10. Pursuing holiness. Holiness transcends mere outward conformity. It is the fruit of our inward transformation by the Holy Spirit. In 1 Peter 1:15-16, we are urged to be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, "You shall be holy, for I am holy," ESV. Within these verses, we discover the divine call to embody the sanctity and purity that mirror the character of our holy God. The process of holiness begins with a surrender to the transformative work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Through the regenerating power of the Spirit, our hearts are renewed and our minds are transformed, enabling us to walk in righteousness and obedience to God's commands. Holiness encompasses every aspect of our lives, our thoughts, words, and actions. As we yield to the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to live lives that are pleasing to God, marked by love, humility, and integrity. The pursuit of holiness is grounded in our identity as children of God. In Ephesians 1:4, we are reminded that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him, ESV. This divine election calls us to embrace our calling as holy vessels set apart for God's purposes, reflecting his glory and majesty to a world in need of redemption. The example of Jesus Christ serves as the perfect model of holiness. In his earthly ministry, Jesus lived a life of perfect obedience to the will of the Father, demonstrating love, compassion, and righteousness in all he did. As his followers, we are called to emulate his example, allowing his life to be reproduced in us by the power of the Holy Spirit. The pursuit of holiness is a lifelong journey, a continual process of growth and refinement as we are conformed to the image of Christ. As we yield to the sanctifying work of the Holy Spirit, we bear witness to the transforming power of God's grace, reflecting his holiness and love to a world in desperate need of redemption. May we, empowered by the Holy Spirit, embrace the call to holiness with humility and reverence, knowing that it is through our transformed lives that the light of Christ shines brightly in the darkness, drawing others into relationship with Him. Behavior 11. Trusting in God's providence. In a world fraught with uncertainty, we discover our steadfast security in the unwavering care of God's providence. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 tenderly guides us. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths, ESV. Within these verses, we unearth a timeless truth, a call to wholehearted trust in the sovereignty and wisdom of our Heavenly Father. Trusting in God's providence requires a relinquishing of our finite understanding and a surrender to His infinite wisdom. In the face of life's complexities and challenges, we are invited to anchor our faith in the unchanging character of God, a faithful and loving Father who holds the entire universe in His hands. Entrusting our lives to God's providential care engenders a profound peace that transcends human comprehension. Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 reassures us, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, ESV." Here, we are reminded that as we release our anxieties into God's hands and rest in His providence, He envelopes us in a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace rooted in the assurance of His sovereign control over every circumstance. The testimony of Scripture resounds with accounts of God's providential care over His people. From the deliverance of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt to the miraculous provision of manna in the wilderness, God's hand of providence is evident throughout history. As we reflect on these narratives, we are encouraged to trust in God's faithfulness and provision, knowing that He who has been faithful in the past will continue to be faithful in the present and future. When we trust in God's providential care, we are liberated from the burden of trying to navigate life's uncertainties on our own. As we yield to His guidance and direction, He lovingly leads us along straight paths, guiding us safely through the storms of life and into the abundant life He has promised. May we, like the psalmist, declare with confidence, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want," Psalm 23 verse 1, ESV. Knowing that in His providential care, we lack nothing and abide in perfect peace. Behavior 12, sharing the gospel. As bearers of the good news, we are entrusted with the sacred mission of sharing the hope of salvation with a world in need. Mark 16 verse 15 resounds with the clarion call, "Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation," ESV. Within these words, we discover the divine mandate to bear witness to the transformative power of the gospel, to every corner of the earth and to every soul in need of redemption. Sharing the gospel is both a privilege and a solemn responsibility, a privilege bestowed upon us by God's grace and a responsibility entrusted to us as ambassadors of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, we are affirmed as ambassadors for Christ, God making His appeal through us, ESV. Thus, we are called to proclaim the message of reconciliation, inviting others into relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. The urgency of the gospel compels us to action. Romans 10 verses 14 to 15 poignantly questions, "How then will they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in Him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent?" ESV. Here, we are reminded of the indispensable role we play in sharing the gospel, a role that demands our active participation and obedience to the Great Commission. The transformative impact of the gospel is evident in the lives of those who embrace it. As Paul declares in Romans 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, ESV. Through the proclamation of the gospel, lives are transformed, hearts are redeemed, and brokenness is healed, all to the glory of God. As we faithfully share the hope of salvation with others, we participate in God's redemptive work, ushering in His kingdom of grace and love. May we, like the Apostle Paul, be compelled by the love of Christ to proclaim the gospel boldly and unashamedly, knowing that in doing so, we are participating in God's divine plan of reconciliation and redemption for all humanity. As we draw our journey through the 12 behaviors of a person filled with the Holy Spirit to a close, let us be stirred to cultivate these habits in our own lives. May we be inspired by the examples set before us and spurred on by the conviction of the Holy Spirit within us. Let us pray for the guidance and empowerment of the Holy Spirit as we endeavor to live out our faith each day. May His wisdom illuminate our path, His strength sustain us in times of trial, and His love compel us to action. May we bring glory to God in all that we do, bearing witness to His transformative power at work within us. And may our lives be a living testimony to the reality of His presence and the abundance of His grace. As we step forward in faith, let us remain ever attuned to the leading of the Holy Spirit, trusting in His unfailing guidance and surrendering ourselves to His perfect will. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.